And coming up next on the archives, or possibly if you're listening to the net, it's Bathrop Spears Broadsides for June 22nd, 2023. This is a flashback. I do the HUF, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom meetings. That's my usual excuse for not putting more original material into the show. I think you get a five-minute howdy-do at the end of the show and a little bit of this at the beginning. But this is a flashback to the 2010 Peace Camp era, or Peace Camp 2010. It was, it's actually, though, a flashback to 2017 when I was suffering some medical problems, so I did some shows that involved segments of earlier shows, and so we're going to kind of do that. Interestingly enough, I think some of the earlier shows have been lost, and they're only saved because segments of them were saved in the at 2017. So this is Peace Camp 2010. It's an in-studio ongoing discussion. We kind of join it in progress, where I'm interviewing or debating or grilling attorney and activist Ed Fry, who began along with HUF, a Peace Camp 2010, that was what it was, a protest in front of the county building, kind of the courthouse, actually, where we stayed there at night and then sort of struck camp during the day. Ed brought a porta potty there so that went during the night people had a place to take a dump, unlike most homeless people throughout Santa Cruz then and now. And in the show, are in the studio on the show with us at that time were Linda LeMaster, 10 years before she'd been head of the Homeless Issues Task Force, which I called sarcastically the Hopeless Icky Task Farce, because it was something the city created in order to avoid really making meaningful changes in the camping ban so that people could actually not be arrested for doing what they have to do each night. But she's articulate, and then so is Kerbugger Chris Doyen, also known as, then later known as Commander X, who is in the studio, and of course, attorney Ed Fry, who also slept out. The protest began as, I think you'll probably hear some of this, as a protest of the court's treatment of 62-year-old Amish minister and homeless man, Blind Bear Robert Facer, who had kind of paddled his way down, he told me, from Sacramento and maybe further north before that. As an Amish, he didn't use motor vehicles, I guess, or ordinary means of transportation. Didn't have a horse on him. So anyway, he was arrested because he was trying to sleep on the beach, and they gave him a ticket. I think maybe they confiscated his boat. The details kind of elude me at the moment. But we go on talking about it, mostly also talking about the ongoing protest and encouraging people to come to it, which grew to 40, 50 people every night in front of the county building. A lot of people who were Spanish-speaking poor people who just came to avail themselves of the kind of cloak of protection that some honky activist provided. I didn't sleep there much at all. I was more of a reporter. But Ed Fry, then I think in his 60s, something like that, slept there for about a week. Chris Doyen spent a lot of time there and repeatedly got arrested there as well. Linda LeMaster got arrested and got involved in a long court case under the pretext of that she was violating the illegal lodging law because she was trying to assist an activist who was ill and kind of keep him company in the wee hours of the night. Just being there was a crime. And of course, the city duplicated its conspiracy against civil rights the next year when the Occupy movement picked up the reins of the protests, although for broader purposes, but it certainly produced a lot of There was a lot of people around the courthouse and the county building, and, of course, the San Lorenzo Park area. But the county made it illegal, and it's still illegal, to be there after 7 o'clock at night on county property. So you cannot protest even peacefully sitting there with a sign after 7 o'clock at night, because it's somehow that's a menace, a danger, something that the governmental authority seemingly has the right to do in spite of the First Amendment, supposedly under the old time, place, and manner exception that some group of authoritarian Supreme Court skis, or maybe lower court skis, hammered out. Anyway, check it out and be warned by it, be enraged by it, be entertained by it, be educated by it. And a quick addition, there is also a segment from 2017 rather than 2010, when the show was originally broadcast, as well as netcast, I think. Could be wrong about that. And it had Keith McHenry, essentially, who was serving food at that time, on the sidewalk near the post office. This is before the town clock meal began during the COVID era. And it was also about the time, in the closing days of the Freedom Sleepers, the people who were sleeping at City Hall, in a kind of a similar way to those who had slept at Peace Camp 2010 7 years before that. They started in 2015, and they continued every Tuesday night for about 2 years. They were driven away ultimately by police under Andy Mills, the new police chief, and they set up camp instead right next to the Food Not Bombs meal, next to the post office, at which point the post office put up a big fence in order to guard the building. Anyway, that Keith begins this particular show with his interview, or I do with him. So that's where it starts, and then it leads into 2010.